come on, man. And with the local ZBC news, Devin Cougain with a triumphant comeback. More on social media. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. Yes, I take out the garbage. We're back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jazzo's World International Radio Show on Dirty Basement Live. I'm your host, Jazzo, the Celebrity Media King, and this show is going to be like every other show. Bananas. Oh, man, what a blessed day I had today. Just good things coming. Oh, man, hey, 2020 is definitely going to be our year. But before I get into all of that, I got the co-host, also the Senior Vice President of Jazz World International, as well as the poet of the South. And both of artists that I'm working with as far as management and growth and development that you're going to see, because we got a poetry tour coming up around May and June, and they just finding that out, so I know they're going to be geeked up because I just said it. Welcome, welcome, welcome the goddess and King Coles. What's good, yo?
What's up?
Okay, y'all like, oh, this fool, and he didn't hit us with another surprise. Surprise.
Already.
I'm like, ooh. I know King, like, what the hell? Hold on, what do you think?
I'm always shocked when I get on the show, man.
Well, congrats to both of y'all. As well as we're gonna be doing a weekly event. Within the next 3 to 4 weeks, call Soul Society, and it's going to be poetry, it's going to be reggae, it's going to be comedy, it's going to be R&B, and it's going to be neo soul. So it's going to be the Soul Society. You know what I mean? Triple S Soul Society Showcase. So we got a couple other things. We're going to be doing as well. We have a female organization that we're going to be starting, a male organization, and we're going to have a community organization that we're going to be doing as far as helping give out clothes, food, awareness, as well as toys. And we're going to work on even giving out scholarships to those that are worthy. So we got some stuff coming up, as well as our TV show. Then our executive producer is working on a TV show. Both of them are. SD, shout out to SD. She's listening to it. As well as Travis Ware. That's Jazzo's Advisory, as well as Jazzo's World International Advisory. So, and he's also executive producer of Models, Music, and Mayhem TV show that we're working with. And he has a TV show that he's working with, as well as some animation shows and movies. And shout out to Zoe. I'm going to be doing some casting work as well as acting. And we're going to be getting a couple people to be extras in a movie coming up. I think it's Samuel Jackson. Don't quote me yet. I'll know that before the end of this week, before Wednesday, God willing. And that should be a blessing. Definitely good things with that, you know what I mean? For the information I do have, is $100 a day, and it's 2 days. So we're going to be working on that. So King Coles, you gonna have to bring you behind up Philly, and we're gonna come down South Carolina and do something, and you're gonna be hosting it. So, you know what I mean,
the hell what?
And then we're gonna hit all the cities. We're gonna hit Delaware. We're gonna hit Jersey. We're gonna have Philly. We're gonna hit New York. We're gonna hit Baltimore and DC, because one of our executive producers is down Baltimore. And then we're definitely going to hit Atlanta, and we're going to hit South Carolina. So
we're looking at one any city. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 different cities. So we're going to have fun. Good things are yet to come. How was y'all weekend? How was y'all weekend? I'm giving y'all all this information because I'm geeked up. I just came from Patti LaBelle house today, so I'm a little geeked up. I ain't get to see her today because she's doing some taping for a show on Oprah Winfrey Network. But she sent her love, and she told my godmom. Yeah. She asked about me and everything. So, and she's praying for me. So shout out to Patti LaBelle, and shout out to one of my old heads. Birthday, Big Ron, doing big things over at Zimmon First. Shout out to him. And I got a couple of other homies doing big things. But I'm gonna go with the Queen first, because the King is always speaking. But how was your weekend, Queen?
My weekend was beautiful. Got some relaxation in, doing some more writing, getting some things in order, working on your bio as well, and continuing to grow. So it was a very zen weekend, and, you know, researching some things and making sure I stay on top of everything.
Groovy, groovy, groovy. That's a beautiful thing. How about King?
Oh man, it's been lovely. It's been lovely. Been writing some more. I actually got a chance. I was doing Uber this weekend too, so that was fun. making connections as well. You know, trying to get some things together to showcase and actually feature. Hopefully, to feature one of the poetry spots in Greenville, Columbia, possibly Atlanta. And yet, since you hit me with the news today, we'll come up there and do some magic. You know what I mean?
Of course. Anything else would be uncivilized.
So, yeah, it was pretty wonderful.
That's good. That's good.
Hey, that's
well, me, I'm being blessed. It sure is not me. It's the Almighty, and I pay all homage to Him. Damn, I'm just overwhelmed. Like every week, every something good is happening. Also partner up with one of my homies, Lynn, and in December we're gonna be doing a children's fashion show, and before then, I think around the 1st of December, if I'm correct, I think this is Saturday or Sunday. Don't quote me on that. It might be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It might be the 7th. I think it's the Saturday, and we're supposed to be giving away coats, doing a coat drive. So the next couple of weeks, really busy. Then got the holiday coming up. I mean, 28th. So, blessings, 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 man. It's like, it's crazy blessings.
Yeah, it's hard trying to, like, not say things to people to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, that's like banana. I'm like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Especially some events.
Yeah.
That sounds great, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Another thing, I forgot to tell you guys. In 2020, we're definitely gonna be doing groovy wine, and the first wine is Strawberry Zinfandel. Also Noor by Jazzo. The clothing line. We'll be opening that up, God willing, December. That'll be happening. Right before the new year. Then we're gonna do like a casual dress called Jazzo Noir. And that'd be more like casual dress, but Noir by Jazzo is more. And then we have Goddess Squad apparel as well.
You know what I mean?
So all the women out there that are goddesses, they're gonna have something to wear. Like, yeah, I'm a goddess, instead of saying the B word. You know what I mean? So we're gonna open up some things as well as the female organization, Feline, as well as the lab is the male. They're gonna be the male organization, and ARC is gonna be our philanthropist aspect, where we're gonna teach the young brothers and sisters of all ethnicities how to be entrepreneurs. But yet, with that being an entrepreneur, you're gonna mentor to your own neighborhood. The people ain't you're gonna mentor to those that's in your neighborhood. Then we're gonna also teach them to be philanthropists, to give back to that neighborhood. You know what I mean? You could be you be a philanthropist, you're your own boss. Now you're a mentor. You're gonna help people be boss. Then you're gonna be a philanthropist. You're gonna give back. Be it clothes, food, your time, cleaning up the neighborhood, helping the elders, young people, on the Children's Day. You might just do a barbecue for a weekend. You might do a Children's Day. All right, we're going to do a barbecue this weekend and just give away hot dogs and hamburgers to the kids.
Wow.
With some wood ice. So we got a lot of stuff planned. And what we're going to do is every month we're going to do something. Every month we're going to do a form of philanthropy.
That's what's up.
So,
we got some, man,
just keep on praying, guys. That's all I ask y'all to do. And thank y'all so much for allowing me in y'all life as much as y'all are in mine. You know what I mean? And I see y'all are my blessings. You know what I mean? Everything is happening around me, with myself, is because God has big plans for us, and he's just using me as a catalyst. So thank y'all for giving me like the kudos and stuff that y'all give me, but it ain't me. I can't take no credit for it, as I say every week. It ain't this guy, y'all. You know what I mean? I'm very happy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm a little geeked up, you know what I mean? A little nervous. A little bit of everything. So just thank y'all, all right?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, you're a blessing. You're a blessing to me, so I can't take any of that credit.
Y'all definitely so funny, y'all. Because whatever I say, y'all flip it anyway. Yeah, well.
I'm glad to be a blessing. Absolutely.
Y'all my blessing. Y'all be like, let me tell you what the blessing you are, buddy.
I tell you what, we're
like,
here.
I'll always say it, but I'm like, I know they're gonna say something. I'm like, and the kingdom missed a couple weeks. Then we came back last week. He missed that, so I know. I'm like, he got some shit to say.
Oh yeah. Had me all messed up. I had some things. Well, I was ready too, man. I was like, what? What's going on? Then, you know,
I seen
the flyer, you know what I'm saying? I seen the advertisement. I was like, oh, sad that I get the hit from you, you know what I'm saying? You hit me on the bell. So I was like, okay, well, let's do this thing, you know. Then I get myself prepared, and boom! I forgot it was coming. So I was like, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? My mind's went completely blank, and a lot of things going on, and then I'm just glad to be back breathing, ready to, you know, talk my noise and have fun, get the crowd hype, get everybody good mood, you know. Got the queen over here doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Got you over here spitting fire, spitting all the knowledge, showing all the blessings around the world, you know what I'm saying? That's love, man. So, yeah, of course, You got to make a grand entrance, brother.
Yeah, definitely trying, bro. Mm-hmm. Definitely trying. We're going to definitely make some moves, you know? Anything else would be uncivilized. I'll be like, why? We're going to keep it going.
keep it going. Why go 55? Yeah. We can go 110. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep gas in the car. Let's roll, baby. Let's roll.
Oh, yeah, I know that's right. Well, Dick is right. We're waiting for a guest. My man Steve, and they're doing something nice on YouTube where they're doing they have a character called Fat Steve, and I forget the other character that they had, and he do a lot of philanthropy, helping the young guys as far as the hip hop artists and even like some of the guys that play sports and stuff, make sure they stay in school and things of that nature. So we waiting for him, but until we waiting for them, I got to play this because this is one of my songs. I've played it several times, but I got to play this song because it is what it is. And all three of us, as well as our executive producers, shout out to Jason in Trinidad, our brand ambassador, as far as the management crew, shout out to Reds doing big things. Yesterday was Reds' birthday. Happy Born Day once
happy
again.
Birthday.
So we're gonna,
happy birthday.
We got Real Vocals. We got Hood Star, H Bomb. We got Jake, Duga as our models. Natasha T. Rose with the new TV show. Like, our team is doing some stuff. We making noise. People are about to hate us for real. But so I gotta play this, and it is what we are, and it is classic. Y'all know who it is. If y'all don't know who's on there, just listen to the song. And we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're gonna bless y'all with some spoken word. Since we lost somebody that fell asleep last week, we're going to let him start. His name is King Coles. And right after that, the God is going to bless you. And we're going to have an open mic session today. We're going to have some fun. We're going to definitely have some fun. We're going to bless the mic. But right now, classic. And we'll be right back on Jazz the Pearl on Dirty Basement Live.
Now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Classic. I'm better than I ever been.
I rock him, the fiend of a mic.
Yeah. Is y'all ready for 2007? It's now another drought. Everybody's a killer. Wow, we bugging out. Just 86 showing the crowd what I'm about. And they still want to know when the album coming out. Ask the teenagers, OGs, and ask the kids what the definition of classic is.
Timeless, so age don't count in the booth. When your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
Ain't no doubt in the truth, I'm off the meters. Everybody co-sign it, even non-believers. I came in the door, became one of y'all's leaders. In the fresh pair, Air Force One sneakers. Uptown, we call them uppies when they on divas. Probably one with KRS-One teachers. Nas, made you look before the heaters. I bet you Khan had them on when he walked with Jesus. These
classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'd like to return to the classic.
Can't buy this, super flyness, like a shyness, your highness, it's performing, look how long the line is, it's what happened, you make it timeless, it's what happened, these rappers is the pioneers, what do it take to be a legend like Nas is, I'm so novice, I'm so polished, I got a right to be a little bit snobbish, I did a little bit of college, semesters, it took
two like Rob Bates. So let me figure out this wasn't my place. The beat slow till you listen to my pace. Cause I be killing shit, but that's evident. And y'all feeling it, but I expected it. If it's classic, it's gon' last forever. Then I'm everywhere you never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Fly straight, classic, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere you never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Fly, fly straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm on the court down, represent to the fullest. Recognize I rock well.
Perseverance. See the fake hustler rapper. To them, it hurts to hear this. Oh, you went platinum. Yeah, that's nice. Now let me see you do the same thing twice. Three times, four times, then a couple of more times. Please, your amateur night, it's showtime. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. The world could use one less man. Not enough air, not enough car factories to manufacture new vehicles, sedans, and vans. When they do make the whip, you like your chips ain't right. By the time you could afford it, the car ain't important. In the street timing, it's just iron. Cops keep firing in my environment. Leaving you slumped, then they drive home far from the hood, brothers. They eager to jump on. I like to be the wall that they toast up on. I like to see the fall, guilty for doing wrong. I'm classic like the Air One, the hustler's shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to. Yeah,
classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere you never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Of course, we have Blastmaster KRS-One. How many of y'all got criminal minded? You, y'all, don't be blinded. Me, I got no jewels on my neck. Why? I don't need them. I got your respect. KRS-One, 20 years I rock. I do it for JMJ and Scott La Rock. This hip-hop, and we the nation. Don't you want to hear more KRS on your radio station? Instead of broadcasting how we smoke them trees, on the radio we need to hear more local MCs. Will you rap? Come on, will you rap? This is the difference between MC and rap. Rappers spit rhymes that are mostly illegal. MCs spit rhymes to uplift their people. Peace, love, unity, having fun. These are the lyrics of KRS-One.
Classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
And there you have it, classic, by Rakim, KRS-One, Nas, and Kanye. Welcome back to Jazzo's World International on Dirty Basement Radio Live. That's how we do it. Make it happen, Captain. Oh, I'm loving it like crazy. What's good with you guys? Looks good. Right now, we about to get blessed by one of our homies. If you know me, about to go hard. King Cole, you can.
Yeah, I got you. I know what I have to do because I still got to eat. Watching the propellers of my cellophane as my mind goes deep. I don't sleep. Maybe it's the struggle out of peace. A glimpse of my thoughts when I'm wide awake, and I believe we're here to make to the steep of our recovery, but nobody's hearing what I speak. I don't want the downfall of our past adventures to put us in crutches. We surpass the broken demonstrations of how we were torn apart, yet we keep our loved ones in our clutches. Shift into another speed to outreach our minds and hardly deep enough to feel what we seek, although that's not what we grew up to be educated for. I want a fleet of my own angels and demons to stir up, not the apocalypse, but the minds of those who have demolished our own to show the way of right and wrong. Now let there be a king of slave mentality of the bad shit people condone. I'm your dome. Thinking cautiously as your heart swells like it has somewhere to go. Peace, King Cole.
True indeed. I love it. Hold on, give a shout out real quick to our guest is on. We right after Goddess do her piece, we're gonna bring on Brother Steve. Because he's definitely on right now. Shout out to him. Go ahead, Goddess. Bless us.
Okay. She got a wicked way of fighting with no gloves. Words piercing ears in a ring, and the joke becomes you, she moves different. Unusual and unlike the rest. While you go right, she goes left. Set on removable, next move was a checkmate, and made it before the clock ticked, and the move after that, plans drew with a smile. She got a the nostril slayer type of vibe. She reeks of a free soul and confidence undoubted with no validation needed, because she knows who and what she is, David. She got to let me see if my verse is spoken poem of words will rise like your man here and say hello, good morning to the ether type of vibe. That was I thinking about you, awakening the spirit and the love you hear she speaks. She got to don't touch me, my crown, as if you could reach the height of where the God sits on holy ground, entered in the pure ways of parts like Red Sea's eye bull. Touch me unless you be anointed and not by the complaint type of vibe. She is me. She is you. Dear goddess, if you got a vibe like, can't no one do it like you do, use it. Ashe, may you be blessed.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. That was lovely. That was the goddess. Oh, man. The Almighty is good. We got our guests. Let me plug this bubble in real quick. Big brother Steve, what's going on, bro?
Hey, brother Jazz, how you doing? Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem.
What's going on? What's going on? Glad you're here.
My man, my brother, you've always been a good brother to me and to all of us involved. Good man. What's up, Jazzy?
Nothing, man. I really want you to tell everybody the projects you got going on, as far as the illustration with Big Steve and some of the artists and some of the brothers you be mentoring with in the Southwest Philadelphia area. So, I mean, it's about you. So we want to pay homage to you, and I'm proud of you, bro. And keep up the good work, and whatever you need us to do or help you with, we are definitely here to help you to keep on helping these young brothers and sisters out here. So.
My man, Jazz, you know my history as far as coming up through the streets and learning what's right, what's wrong, and my shortcomings as far as what I learned the hard way. So some things was worth me learning to understand what's important to give back to the community. So one thing I wanted to do, first and foremost, I could control, such as being a good father. So it was always important to me to, play my kids close and teach them, so they wouldn't have to take the lumps that I took. So, my kids first, and for instance, anyone that I was close to, I would always point them in the right direction, whether it was sports, in life. I mean, just in general, man, it's just about love, man. Love conquers all, man. Love overcomes a lot of hate, man. So as far as what I'm doing now, I have a cartoon come out. It's like a comedy pretty much on some of the stereotypes that involve me. And, some things you just can laugh about. It's called The Adventures of OG and Fat Steve. It's out on Damage TV and on YouTube. And, it's a pretty funny street-driven comedy. I mean, I would, everyone check it out because if you need a laugh, it's a good laugh. It's called The Adventures of OG and Fat Steve on Damage TV. And I'm also working on a project with my son. His name is 215 Nook. Please follow him, everyone. Good kid. I mean, he pretty much understands that rap is like an art, and it's not, nothing that you, Sixth Answer, would actually have to go out and hit somebody in the head. He understands that very clearly. I mean, excuse me. So his name is 215 Nook. He has a gang of stuff out. He's a pretty central graduate. He's in college. Smart kid. I mean, he's different. He's smarter than his dad was. Let's put it that way. 215 Nook, follow him. Pretty good rapper as well. So, my thing is, anyone that I ever come across with, I have over the years, everything's about relationships. You need to keep relationships open because it's not about money all the time. It's not about what you know. It's who you know. I try to pretty much keep good relationships with people, I mean, it can get tricky, but you got to also keep your faith in God and stay prayed up, man. I mean, and overlook, you got to overlook. It's tough. It's not easy. But you have to overcome a lot of obstacles to get, even people that you love might not get it right. Eventually, hopefully they would, but you just got to try to always do the right thing, man. That's it, man. And there's a lot of other things that we're working on as far as trying to, keep my son straight in school, and I want him to become an actor. If he chooses to go that way, I'm supportive of him. And anybody that I'm close to, I'm pretty much just trying to make sure everyone, you know, understand that life is about love and relationships, man. That's all, brother. That's it, man. It's all about love.
True indeed.
You hear me, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
about you, Jazz, you always have my back in life, and I respect you for that, brother, and appreciate you very much for it, my man.
No problem, bro. I can't take no credit. Just like I'll be telling them, it ain't me. It's just God. You know what I mean? I just do God's will, be it Muslim, Christian, or Jewish. I don't, however anyone worship. Like, I do God's will, man. I'm just a catalyst. I'm just a catalyst that he's using, bro. Just like, I see the same way you just said to me, I feel the same way about you, bro.
Respect, man, as always, you know. But, you know, as far as these children, man, it's our duty to pretty much, you know, tell them what's real, man, you know, and hope, you know, they get it and don't have to earn the hard way like some of us have, man. I mean, and perception could be one thing, but make your reality stronger than your perception. You get me?
Yeah, true indeed. Goddess, well, King Cool, y'all got any questions for Brother Steve?
What made you get into illustration? Was that a passion from young, or was it a gift you stumbled upon during your process?
I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go ahead. What you were saying? I'm sorry.
No, you're just fine.
No, what happened was it started from a bit strip comedy thing on Facebook. You know, man, my buddy Avery Maxwell. I used to joke with him, and it was from my perspective of him. And so what he did was he actually, you know, came up with the idea of making it, making it a reality. So he pretty much put it together, you know, and his views of me. And it's kind of funny. I mean, you would love it. You should check it out. I appreciate you checking it out. I mean, we talked back and forth on, like, ideas for it, and he pretty much brought it to life. I thank the brother for doing it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you have sorry, Queen, but are you on do you have a Facebook channel as well so we can share it on other than just YouTube, or do you just keep it on that station as well?
It's on Facebook. It's under The Adventures of OG and Fat Steve. I haven't checked it lately. It should still be up, but I know for sure we're on YouTube and we're on Damage TV. At Damage TV, 215 Damage TV. You can follow it, and you can definitely pull it up on YouTube. Our next episode should be coming out within the next couple of days. But we thank anyone that supports us, and we definitely going hard to make this thing a reality. It's definitely a dream of ours, but we're going hard to try to make it something that people would look forward to seeing every week.
Word. I would love to see it, man. I would definitely love to see it. I love comedy anyway, so.
Right.
Love comedy.
Yeah,
you
know, Jazz, over the years, you know, you've been a brother to me, man. I appreciate all the love and support that you gave me and my family, man. And I mean, it was times that, you know, that I didn't believe it could happen, man. But things coming together thanks to people like you, man. And it's all right, you know, some people too macho to give other people respect, man. But I'm not that guy, man. Thanks for the love and support. Always, you've been a brother to me, man. Man, my family, thank you.
True indeed, bro. Like, hey, I feel the same way about you, bro. Sometimes it is hard. Like, our whole movement is to educate, make results, and change lives. Because if you educate a person, they make better results. When they make better results, they change their lives than the lives of the people around them. And sometimes we don't do that. A lot of brothers, we like you said, we've been in the streets, or we done made mistakes and things of that nature, and now it's time to tell some of the young cats, like, you ain't gotta go through it. I done did it already.
Right.
I done made the mistake. All you gotta do is listen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get this knowledge. Knowledge is a very simplistic word. All you gotta do is understand it and make it wisdom, and then you'll have a perfect understanding. Everything come in threes: sun, moon, and star. Man, woman, child. Not with some understanding. Freedom, justice, equality. Food, clothing, shelter. Love, peace, and happiness. Everything come in threes. You know what I mean? So you got.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta listen
Just like a lot of times, you know, you see, we coming up, we listen to the old heads, but we ain't always take they knowledge, you know what I mean? Because we was hard-headed. We end up going to do the same thing, and whatever they told us, it ended up happening. We like, oh, yeah, shit, he was right.
Right.
Like, damn, he was right.
Right.
Like, he was right like a mug.
You know, the beautiful thing about teaching, you know, or trying to give back is when you see someone, like, able to reach that success. Man, there's nothing more beautiful than seeing someone reach that dream, whether we reach ours or not, man. I mean, listen, man, this love thing, man, you know, it always conquer hate, man. I mean, it's hard in a hateful city, but it's hard, man. But at the end of the day, man, when it works out for a young man, I mean, that's a beautiful feeling, man, for him, his family, and everyone above, man. I just like to see people happy, man. I mean, because it's so many things you can pick to be upset about, man. But this love thing, man, you know, it's definitely a joyful thing when it works out, man. And it can work out if two people in a relationship or any relationship in life, two people want it to work, it will work, man. It will work. Trust me. Trust and believe me.
Yeah, I'm true indeed. That. I have somebody want to ask you a question. Matter of fact, is our executive producer SD, and she called from Baltimore. SD, you on? You can ask Brother Steve the questions that you just asked me.
Oh, hey everybody, hey Goddess, hey King, how are you?
Hello, Goddess.
How's everybody doing?
How you doing?
Hey, good. I wanted to ask Steve, is it?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, hi Steve. I wanted to ask you about your good. How are you?
Right.
I was listening in, and I wanted to know more information about your son, that's the rapper, and about your the adventures of OG, as in
Fat Steve. Yes,
like,
Fat Steve. That's myself. Yes, I'm waiting. I'm open for that question. Let's go, baby.
Okay. All right. Where can I find like King, I love comedy also, and mm-hmm. I also have I'm executive director of a Real Independent Women. I do festivals for filmmakers, so this may be something that I want to possibly show on at my film festival. So I was real excited when I heard about this. So I need all of your information, so because I was just trying to find it, you know.
Okay. It's definitely on Instagram, and I'm going to give you my personal phone number right now on live, on the air. You can reach out to me anytime.
Okay, you sure you want to do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can handle it.
Yeah, you're going to have
people
all
over
the world calling you.
well,
they're gonna call from Japan.
Japan
call from,
sure.
Yeah, we gonna. I'll need you to.
I just send them my audience.
The OG and Fat Steve definitely can be found on Damage TV at Damage TV, at the Adventures of OG and Fat Steve on Instagram and on Facebook.
Okay. OG.
And my son, his name is 215 at 215 Nook. He's on Instagram, he's on all Apple Music. He's on all platforms. He has maybe 100 songs. Pretty good kid, too. Central graduate.
Okay.
He's not knucklehead. Okay. You know, I fought hard to get custody of Junior so he could be straight. So he understands pretty much what's right and what's wrong. Very respectful kid. I mean, he's a good artist that you can take a look. I would definitely appreciate it, and he would, too. He's a good kid.
Okay. Now, does he have on SoundCloud?
Yes, it's on SoundCloud. At 215 Nook.
Okay.
It's on Apple Music and all the
Nook is spelled
N-O-O-K? Yes, ma'am. At 215 Nook. Nostalgic Nook. I'm sorry. Nostalgic Nook.
Nostalgic Nook. Okay.
Don't ask me how to spell it.
Nostalgic Nook.
Ma'am.
I know how to spell it. If it's spelled the traditional way of nostalgic, I know how to spell it.
I want the title so you can go to Central.
Man, please send that to the Instagram page. Somebody like me, because my brain's so overwhelmed right now. I might look up somebody and don't even know who they are and be like, oh, yeah, that might be him. You know, and be looking at it and be like, that ain't him.
Well, I appreciate you inquiring. I mean, I would love to reach out to you and get back to you, and, you know, so I can support you as well. I appreciate all the love. It's all about love.
Okay, all right. I can, I'm at SB Nelson on Instagram. My website is Real, R-E-E-L, Independent Women dot Weebly, Weebly.com. Or you can reach me at Forbidden Conversation 765 at gmail.com. That's my other show that I host.
My personal, I'm sorry to cut you off. My personal
page
is A Smile Kills Hate on Instagram. I appreciate you
requesting
me right now. A Smile Kills Hate. A
Smile Kills Hate. Okay.
Yes, that's me. It's my personal page.
Okay.
And I would love to keep in contact with you and so I can follow you and support you.
A Smile Kills Hate. Okay. All
right. Right.
All right. Cool.
I thank you for inquiring, and I'm definitely.
Right. No, I'm definitely interested. Okay.
Let me intervene real quick, guys.
Right.
Let me intervene real quick. Excuse me, SD and Coles and Rough D. We also have our other executive producer and my advisor. He'd be on my ass too. I gotta put him on. y'all need to get together because he definitely had distribution as well as he can help you because he's an illustrator. So I'm about to put him on.
We need person. That's good.
As where with. What's up, Mr. Travis? How you doing?
What's good? What's good?
What's going on,
Travis?
Man?
How you doing, brother Travis?
Hey, you just stuck me right in, right?
No, man.
You
said, yeah.
You know I always put y'all on blast.
I'm about to put on a
I knew it was coming.
I might need to call you for real.
I knew it was coming.
You know, I'm black for God, man. Come on, man. Come on. Let's get real with this.
Oh, my God. So how's it going, Steve?
How you doing, brother? How you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad that Jazz put me with you. We definitely need an illustrator, bro. That, because what it is, the characters that we have, we want to, you know, make them a little better. Like, I'm skinny on there, and I'm fat in real life, so we got to fix that. I broke out laughing, man. I got a big head on there. That's how that people identify me, but I gotta get some weight. We gotta fix that, so we definitely need to hook up.
Okay, yeah, one of my companies, I own a comic book publication company called Multitude Comics. And we offer a comic book service for people that have ideas, and we have a staff that draws for other clients. So,
okay.
Like, if you have an idea, we'll develop it.
Okay.
So,
definitely
if I want to do a poetry skit, like a play that's comedy, you'll take a look at it. Basically, you put that out there or see if it's able to be put into a sort of a skit.
Yeah, if it has a script, you know, and speak, if it's a drawing like a comic book, you know, it has to be very detailed. You know, I have a staff. I usually write the scripts, and I get my artists to draw them, because I draw too, but not as good as they do. But
right.
You know, and we also distribute it through Lulu.com.
Right.
It's Lulu.com. But you know, sometimes. Some people need an artist. Sometimes they need the writer. Sometimes they need the letterer. Or sometimes they just have an idea, and they need somebody to develop that idea into a story. then to the story, then it comes to script, because it's all with a format. It's a certain type of format that you have to write it in. Yeah, we do all that. We offer that service.
Be worth your time as well, because he's writing a play as we speak now, and I've read some of his work, and I was very intrigued by it. So for me to get intrigued by something, it has to be worth it. So I will be hopefully contacting you about that.
Okay. By the way, my Instagram is T-Ware Producer.
What is that? I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
My IG is T-Ware Producer.
T-Ware.
Producer.
Came right up. Travis Ware, I just followed you, bro.
Appreciate
Travis
it.
Travis Ware, right?
That's me.
Yeah, I just requested your smile kills hate. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. A smile kills hate.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, maybe
yo,
this is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
This is some networking right here.
I just sent you my request. You know.
God is that to help me out.
Also, I have a fan page and all that kind of stuff. You'll get to that later.
Yeah, definitely going to hook up with you, brother, because we need that illustration. And the expertise by someone who's been in the game, because, you know, we're pretty much new to this.
Okay. No problem.
I appreciate everything.
So I think I just followed you, man. I followed you. You see Mass Explosion on there, brother.
Gotcha. Following you back.
And I followed you as well. Goddess Lakeba is up there as well. I actually just shared where to go find your cartoon on now. YouTube.
Thanks, Goddess. God. Let me intervene real quick, because Goddess is also my own personal liaison. Goddess, what I want you to do is, what we want to do is, since Steve is family, we're going to start. We're going to promote the OG Fat Steve. We're going to promote it, and I'm gonna put it on my page. You put it on yours as well as King Cole.
Oh man,
do the
thanks,
same.
Guys. Okay,
we just go crazy and put it on.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Oh man, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
If you guys see me do anything.
Look. That was my surprise. That was my surprise. He didn't know this because I want to say it real quick, because y'all know I'm full of surprises. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break real quick because, Steve, I don't think you've ever heard this song. This is one of our the president of Devil's World International, as well as one of the artists. And her birthday was yesterday, Red. But I need you to listen to this song. And this is one of her first, one of the first singles called Lightning. And when we come back, we want to give all your information once again, because we got to shout out to a lot of international. And I sent you a copy if you look. Why you listen to songs? You can listen to the audience in which are listening to you, which countries are listening to you, right? All right. Well, we're gonna take this break.
All right,
real quick. This is La Negra by Reds, right on Jazz's World International on Dirty Basement Radio, live.
Don't let it touch, just find what that bee will eat you. Don't let it touch, just find, hum, bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Don't let it touch, just find what that bee will eat you. Don't let it touch, just find, hum, bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Don't let it touch, just find what that bee will eat you. Don't let it touch, just find, hum, bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Don't let it touch, just find what that bee will eat you. Chica buena. Yeah. While I'm saving the bank, I'm thinking success, bitch, you know.
trying to save. I see you looking while I drop into the beat. And why are you looking? Let me take you off your feet, man. You feel the sweet, that envy creeping up your spine. Yeah, if you're not careful, this beat will eat you. You'll be mine. Don't let it touch, just find all the people eat you. Don't let it touch, just find hum, bum, 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 yeah. Don't let it touch, just find hum, bum, 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 yeah. Don't let it touch, just find all the people eat you. Don't let it touch, just find hum, bum, 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 yeah. Don't let it touch, just find all the people eat you. Don't let it touch, just find hum, bum, 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 yeah. Don't let it touch, just find hum, bum, 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 yeah.
Yeah, there you have it. I Negre by Riz. Welcome back to Jazzo's World International. Yes, I said international live on Dirty Basement Radio. And don't forget tomorrow on Dirty Basement Radio, the Dirty Basement Show from 6 to 8 with DJ Sincere, Mr. Raw, and that's Lady Riz. All right, but right now I want to give out some shout-outs for y'all that just missed it. We still got Brother Steve on here, but I got to give some shout-outs to some of the people that's listening to us that are overseas. I got to give a shout-out to Kai. Kai is over in the U.K. This brother doing big things over U.K. Shout-out to him. Also, Sarah C., Sarah C. is in Australia. Shout out to her. In both Lynns. Right, we have one Lynn in Philippines. Shout out to her. And Lynn from Liberia. Excuse me. I'm getting them mixed up. Lynn from Liberia, that's over in Japan. She got a new job over there as an engineer. So shout out to you doing big things. And one of our favorites, Lion Soul Gym. Check out Lion Soul Gym. Been showing us a lot of love. And they are in Zurich, Switzerland. And we also have Kaya from Munich, Russia. Shout out to you guys. Our own Jason Shepard, our brand ambassador, into that the big doing big things, repping us down there. Shout out to you as well. I need to go up a little quick. I'm gonna give a couple more shout outs. Sweet Venom Effect, shout out to you. Jay Bay, shout out to you. Red Hot Blue Ice, shout out to you. Who else? Hold on. I got two more. Let me go up because so many of them. Nightlife Entertainment. Rashonda with BMF. Shout out to Big Nooch. Everybody in Detroit doing big things, as well as Lil Meech. We got Michelle Burger. And we got Poor Boy over in Jersey doing big things. So, guys, and thank you for all the love and support y'all been giving us. We trying to do it big over here. I'm loving it. I love this connection.
Since we only got one eye, it's 8 o'clock.
once again, Big Steve, we have some people hitting me up. Could you give out your information once again?
You're gonna be eating later.
Yes,
because it's gonna take a while for the hot dog.
Brother Jazz, you ready for me?
Yes. Give me your information out once again, because people hit me about it.
At the Adventures of OG and Fat Steve on Instagram, and also at 215 Nook, that's my son. With all this information is at 215 Nook on Instagram as well, and my personal page is at Smile Kills Hate on Instagram as well. My Facebook is down right now. I got to get that back rolling, but at any time, 215 Nook and the Adventures of OG and Fat Steve, these are on Instagram, and at A Smile Kills Hate as well on Instagram. 215 Nook, you can find his music on all platforms. Pretty good artist. Please, I appreciate the support.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Before you go, is anybody have any questions for Brother Steve?
I do. I'm trying to get him to. Can you send me a link, brother? You know what I'm saying? You know, at Mass Explosion. You know, just send me a link. Something. Help a brother out. Cause
you talking. Jazz, do me a favor because I'm not that good savvy with this phone stuff. So I'm gonna leave it to Brother Jazz to try to link you guys up. I apologize for not knowing how to do the link stuff, but I'm gonna learn that. I have to learn it. That's one thing.
That's okay.
I gotta get. Okay. I have to get sharp with that,
brother.
So I would love
all
to
right.
send it
I
to
got,
you,
man. You got the gift. I'm just trying to catch up. You know what I'm saying? Look, I think I've been in the South a little too long, man. You know what I'm saying? I just slowed
my
pace down a little bit.
Hey. I was supposed to be ready for that. I'm sorry, bro.
You know, I just want your link, man, so I can share it across the world, man. You know, but I'll do that. I'll
appreciate you, bro. I'll do the same.
Got a lot of followers on a lot of places now, other than Instagram, man. You know, I got a lot of people, man. So I just want to, you know, and I'm trying to put the South on intact. You know, even though I'm from Philly, you know what I'm saying. I still try to put the people on tech. You know what I'm saying.
What part of Philly are you from? If you don't mind me asking.
Southwest, 60th and Market, 51st and Florence, 63rd and Largewood. 68th and Greeby Place. You name it. I've been there. I went to. I went to Pepper Middle 49th School. 49th
and Woodland. We're not too far from. I'm from 49th and Woodland my whole life.
A word. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
49th and Woodland. Little Delicious, where the Jamaican store is. Shout out to Little
Man,
Delicious.
Oh, man, I know that store, bro. I know that store. My dad
you probably know my
Jamaican.
Face. I spent a lot of
my
hours in
front
of that
Jamaican,
store.
Man. Yeah, my dad's Jamaican, man.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You know what I mean? He passed away on me, but that's okay, though. You know what I'm saying? When I come up there.
Sorry to
I
hear that,
out.
Bro.
I show up and show out. That's it. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
right. I appreciate you, bro.
Ain't no doubt. No doubt. Let's link up. You know what I'm saying?
If anyone take the time to listen to my son rap, give me. I wouldn't mind somebody inboxing me what they think, or what they need to work on, what they like. What, you know, I can handle criticism. If there's any, but he's a pretty good rapper. I mean, if anyone takes the time, I will be open and welcome to inbox at Smile Kills 8 and let me know what they think we need to
if
work on.
If he's better
than
9, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Well, I can let you know right now because while you guys were conversing, I was actually listening, and I like what I hear so far.
Oh,
okay.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was still on. Okay.
Oh, God, I appreciate that.
I'm, like, talking in the background.
You know, we want the best part, children.
Y'all still there?
Hey, Travis, don't worry about it. It's live. I love it.
Now I got to catch Uber.
Everybody. That's why you my advisor.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. I mean, anything, please reach out to A Smile and let me know so I can grind my son up so I can get on him. Like a drill sergeant. He'd be running from me, but I want the best for the kid.
Yeah.
Yo, there you go. Absolutely. Hey, Jazz, old guy, we're going to link up. You know, and I'm like I said, I'm going to hook everybody up with the screenwriter. You know, because he is a screenwriter. He's trying to do plays now. So, you know what I mean? And college student, real, well, he's not a college student anymore, but, you know, a real smart entrepreneur, you know, so I'm
right.
trying to put him on, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, because he said he wanted to, you know, he wanted to integrate my poetry into the scenes and everything. So,
right.
You know, I said, well, let's do it. You know, he was like, let's make it happen. So, Let's get this uprising going. So, you know,
that's right, bro.
That's on our own Black Wall Street again. You know what I'm saying? This time they can't tear it down.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? That's a good thing, bro. I appreciate all you guys. I mean, Jazz, you my man. You promised me that you have me, man.
Not a problem.
For the connections that we just made, and we're going to definitely keep in touch, guys.
Yes.
Anything. You can ask me anything.
Yes.
Reach out.
Yo, man, I might be a little distant, but I'm still here. You know, we ain't going away.
Thank God, my man.
Thank God.
Indeed. I'm loving it. Right now, guys, I got to give a shout-out because I almost forgot. I'm giving out all the surprises. I got to give a shout-out to all the veterans out there. Because if it wasn't for them, we would not be doing what we're doing right now.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
My sister, I got a little song I want to play for all the vets out there. Thank y'all for doing what y'all do, but we can be doing the things that we're doing right. You know what I mean? Growth and development.
Yes, sir.
Positive thoughts bring positive reinforcement, bring positive results. Right now, I'm gonna play this for all the vets. It's Little Kim. Light us up right on Jazz's World International Live.
Oh, wow.
On Dirty Beat.
Oh, good stuff.
I come from Bed-Stuy. When niggas either do it, they gon' die. Gotta keep the ratchet close by. Someone murdered. Nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just another funeral service. Niggas will get at you. Come through shining, they at you. And for a day, like, kidnap you. Let's get clapped through. Stay on us like tattoos. Niggas only grind cause we have to. Money is power. Sling crack, weed and powder. Things come through every hour. It's all about that dollar. And we no deal with cowards. Weak lambs get devoured by the lion in the concrete jungle. The strong stand and rumble. The weak fold and crumble. It's the land of trouble. Brooklyn, home of the greatest rappers. Big comes first and the cream comes after. Now put your lighters up. Bedtime. Put your lighters up. New York, put your lighters up. DC, putting your lighters up. Philadelphia, put your lighters up. Detroit, put your lighters up. Chi-town, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up. Now let me give you a walkthrough. Show you what to do and you don't do. Where's not safe to go to? The boys approach you. Better stay quick or you close to. Don't come through if niggas don't know you. Cause people is talking. The streets is watching. The Jesus lurking. That's the nine in the garbage. The life of a hustler. The life of a gambler. Dice games kill more niggas than cancer. You know you fuck with. Brooklyn don't run, we run shit. Roll up and just bum rush it. We don't play that. Out in BK, not at all. 4 pound, leave your face on a wall. R.I.P. in memory of. Never show thy enemies love. We get it on where we live. Better have a pass when you cross that bridge. Welcome to Brooklyn. Put your lighters up. L.A., put your lighters up. V.A., put your lighters up. Texas, keep putting your lighters up. New Orleans, put your lighters up. St. Louis, put your lighters up. Atlanta, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up. Damn, homie, I'm so tall. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But fuck it, bartender, you can give me one more.
We in the club like.
Damn, homie, I'm so tall.
Lighting the
touch
like.
And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more.
Passing the club like.
I'm never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like.
Bartender, you can give me one more.
See,
they
told you I'm the hottest bitch on the planet. Biggest sex symbol since Janet. Just a low-fee bandit. Laying in a cut like a bandit. Come through Fulton Street in the Vanquish. Doing them damage. And if you don't understand it, then let me give it to you in Spanish.
Hola, señorita, más linda del barrio. Vivo en agua fuera despacio.
Still over in Brazil, sipping Moscato. You must have forgot though. So I'ma take you back to the block, yo. Put you on a how we rock, yo. Summer boosting. 12-year-old prostitution. Hit me hired for execution. There's no solution. Niggas still piss in the hallways. Fiends get high in them all day. The youth them bang at the cops off the roof. You don't know, my town is the truth. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Now put your lighters up. New Jersey, put your lighters up. Boston, put your lighters up. Seymour, keep putting your lighters up. Miami, put your lighters up.
Puerto Rico,
put your lighters up.
Kingston, Jamaica,
keep putting
lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up. Damn, homie, I'm so toast. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. Well, fuck it, bartender, you can give me one more.
We in the club like,
damn, homie, I'm so toast.
Lights in the Dutch like,
I'm never gonna smoke no more.
That's in the club like,
I'm never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like,
bartender, you can give me one more.
See?
There you have it. Put your lighters up, Little Kim, to all our veterans out there, man. Thank you all so much from myself and the whole squad right here at Devil's World International.
Yes.
On Dirty
Thank you.
Radio.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right now, guys, we're waiting for our other guest, Mr. T Life, but he's a little caught up doing some other things, and he's going to try to join on with us. He has a new single called California Woman that's doing good overseas, and he's going to be doing a video that I'm going to be working with him on. I'm going to be one of the producers of the video as well. So we're trying to wait to see what's up with that. And T Lice, for those that don't know, he's one of my mentors as well as the manager of Evelyn Champagne King, and worked with a lot of different artists and with Philly International, far as OJ, Teddy Pendergrass, Phil Hyman, the list go on and on. This brother is very iconic here in the greater Philadelphia area on the East Coast period. Won some Grammys and a couple other music awards. If we can't get him, we will reschedule, but right now he's in studio and he's working on some things. So, but I'm loving it. We're having a good show. I just had all kinds of surprises come out. Another surprise, since Brother Steve was talking about his son, we're going to squeeze him in next week. So tell him to be ready, Brother Steve, and that's my
Thank
gift
you,
to
brother.
You.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, my man. Yeah,
so,
you better be ready.
Next, we won't be on his head.
right.
And I need you to say,
man,
we're going to
make this happen.
Go ahead, King.
My man. Everything going to happen for a reason. You know, I think that everything is brought together for a reason. Nothing happen without a reason. So, you meeting the fellas and the ladies, it brings encouragement to others. So, when you bring everybody together, you know what I'm saying, you put it in the perspective of growth. So,
that's right.
In order to have growth, you have to have occupants that's willing to grow with you. So, we're doing that. And I think that, you know, the gentleman, the guest that we have on the show tonight, they are very, very, very smart, intelligent influencers. So,
oh, man, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
We are here to make sure that,
appreciate it.
We
influence
as well, because if we don't influence, we're setting ourselves backwards. So we're influencing to keep ourselves going forward every day.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
So,
absolutely.
Jazz, I got to say this. And I know that you're tired of hearing this from me, man, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I always do this. Man,
go ahead.
You my brother from another mother, brother. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever you looked at, you seen a sight, you seen a vision, you seen a hope, you seen an accomplishment. It's like an Egyptian king. You seen potential in others, and that's what you're doing. And I'm grateful for that. I see the same thing.
You know, I'm not going to take away from myself. I see the same thing. So we're going to grow, and we're going to grow, and we're going to grow some more. You know,
that's right, bro.
You know, if we don't do it ourselves, nobody else is going to do it for us.
Facts.
True indeed.
True indeed.
Like I'm gonna say it again, like I always say, it's not me, bro. God is using me as a catalyst. So all homage go to God. I'm just who did that?
Man, you being biased. I mean, you being biased right now.
I
think everybody on the show can agree with you being biased.
That's how I can't, bro. I mean, y'all blessings to me, you know, and like y'all don't really understand, like y'all understand, but y'all don't, like, you know what I mean? Last year, you know my situation, me getting diagnosed with what I have, life threatening disease, and I ain't going out like that. I'm a warrior. I don't claim it. I diagnosed with it. You know what I'm saying?
Just remember, Jazzo, God has the last word.
Yes.
True indeed. See, honestly, I'm doing a lot better than before. You know, and like, I'm gonna take it, and I'm running with it. I'm running with it. You know what I mean? I'm a warrior, so I can't. Me, like he told me about the Bernie Mac. Like, I'm going anything Bernie Mac touches, I'm going to promote it to the fullest. You know what I mean? Anybody got steroidosis, the foundation, we gonna promote it. I know three people that lost loved ones. That's not, and I'm worse than they are, than their loved ones. So my whole thing is growth and development, and I'm doing a lot better than I was. So we got to keep on going.
Thank
you know what
God,
I'm
God,
saying?
Yeah.
Somebody,
mm-hmm.
something you can't,
yeah.
like, ah,
mm-hmm.
stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, dude, I'm a wolf.
I tell you what.
You know what I mean? I'm alpha male, so, but it's not me.
Alpha male?
So thank y'all for anything. It's God's will.
I'll be glad to see you at my home, you know, just and we could do the show from my house.
Good bro.
Word burn. Word burn. I can pick you around, snuck you around, you know what I'm saying? You ride in the platinum seat, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, you know. That's the way it goes, but I wish everybody can do the same thing, you know, and but everybody, you know, but that's the way it goes, you know. You know, you have so much blessing, so much grace inside of you. It's hard to not take that and run with it, you know. So you got to be blessed with what you got. You got to be blessed about the people that you surround yourself with, and you got to be blessed with yourself. You know, we got to be blessed with the people that actually endorse what you're doing. And I endorse everything that everybody's
doing. Indeed. True indeed.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Stop being
modest, bro. Stop being modest. Look at it like, yeah. You know,
oh,
Dad,
he's about to cry. Oh.
I know. Yeah, you got to
cry
down.
Over here.
Don't
like,
cry, Jazz.
Cry, man. It's too late in the evening.
Like,
when do you hear me be that sentimental?
Yo.
Get it, baby. Let's get it. We're going to raise the glass together. I don't care if it's orange juice or ginger ale. We're going to toast it to it. You know what I'm saying? Look. We're not done yet, baby. We're not done yet. We still got.
I'll take that on.
All right. True indeed. We're going to take another break. And this song right here, since y'all gave me so much kudos, I got to play this song. This is one of my theme songs. And thank you for all the haters. On behalf of myself, Big Brother Steve, Travis, SB,
right.
The Goddess, King Coles, and the whole Jazzo National Squad in Dirty Basement. This song goes out to all of y'all. Thank y'all for hating on us, because y'all motivate us, y'all inspire us, and y'all empower us. But this song right here, I got to play it. And what we're going to do is we're going to cut the show off a little. We're gonna cut it down. We after we play the song, we're gonna come back. Everybody give out y'all information, and we're gonna cut this show down a little early tonight for the best and pay homage to them. All right, but I'm playing the song. So big.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm writing this song. I need y'all all to stay on because y'all. I gotta give out shout. We're gonna give out some shout out from everybody that's on here. All right. You too, big brother Steve. Welcome to the family.
All right.
Because this is the beginning. This is the beginning, bro. You ain't going nowhere. You gonna be on here next week too. That's right. My other surprise.
Hey. Like they say, we'll
here we
write this
down
for the first time.
Yeah, hey, we do what we do, player. But this song right here is Step Into Our World.
Step into our world.
Okay.
There's no one
left.
My face.
Island of Awesome!
Yo, that was my favorite hit.
And there you go, there you go, there you go. Up into our world. That was for all our haters, all our haters. Hold on, King. That was for all our haters from Jazzo, Big Steve, King Coles, Travis, SBN,
right.
Got it. In our whole international in Dirty Basement. Thank y'all so much. Right now we're gonna end the show early, and our guest is Big Steve. Once again, Brother Steve, sure. Can you give your information out? Then I want Travis, then King Coco, then we want the queen. We want the two queens to go last.
You ready?
Go ahead, Brother Steve.
My personal page, my personal page is a Smile Kills Hate on Instagram, and my son's information is at 215 Nook. Nostalgic Nook on Instagram as well, and also The Adventures of OG and Fat Steve on Instagram, at The Adventures of OG and Fat Steve.
There you go, there you go. King Coles, go ahead.
Yo, at MassExplosion on Instagram, on Twitter, I am King Coles. Facebook, King Cole, flat out. Everything gonna come.
All right, Travis.
Oh, good dog. Travis, where? That's the Facebook. QR producer. Instagram. Travis, where entrepreneur? My Facebook fan page. And Travis Ware Biz, Twitter.
Okay,
you
did
say P-Ware, right?
What was
that? I got to get him more stuff, I see.
Was that D-Web or P-Ware producer on Facebook?
T as in Travis, T-Ware producer.
T-Ware.
Yeah.
King Coles, just look at him. He's on everything we do. It's on here. But go ahead, SD. I need y'all. There's too much
okay.
Noise. SD, go ahead.
All right. Yes. At Twitter, it's The Real SD. Instagram is SD Nelson. On Facebook, I have two Facebook. Well, actually, I have three Facebook pages. One is Leather and Lace. The other one is Real Independent Women. And my personal one is My Tim Lens.
Okay. The goddess, go ahead. Bless us.
Absolutely. You can reach me at goddess_legba. That's LEGB as in ball A. And you can reach me at LadyE25 on Twitter. I don't do Facebook, but if you DM me or you Twitter message me, I will check it.
And I'm going to tell y'all like I tell y'all every week, Google me, man, because I want every comedian there is. Once again, I want to say thank you, everyone, that's been showing us so much love. Definitely
thank
look out
you,
for the different things we have coming up far as Groovy Wine. Our first wine will be Strawberry Spindel, Thor by Dazzo. We have the Clean Company, the Dope Training. We have our TV show that's coming out 2020, Models, Music, and Mayhem, with two
negative
producers. We also have organization that we're starting. The female organization is PILA, Females Educating, Learning, Inspiring, Networking, and Empowering. Then we have the LAB, Love All Brothers Organization. We're all the brothers. Then we have ARC, and the ARC stands for the Act of Random Kindness. And that's going to be our organization where we do a lot of philanthropy, and we're going to hit every city we end from. Brother Travis is in Atlanta. King Coles is in South Carolina. SD is in Baltimore. A Goddess is in Chester. myself and Brother Steve is here in Southwest Philly and surround the area. So we coming hard. So definitely look at OG, Fat Steve. Yeah. We're going to be promoting that like crazy. We got a lot of things that we're going to be coming to y'all at. And thank y'all for all the love, all our international family. Thank y'all so much for promoting. Yo.
Thanks, once again, Jazzo's Radio Station.
Appreciate it.
Good night.
It's a good
night. Thank you so much. Yo, y'all have a blessed week. Remember, keep God with you, and everything else will come right into fall. So we out of here. Once again, shout out. Don't forget tomorrow, right here on Dirty Basement from 6 to 8 with DJ Sincere, Mr. Raw, and that lady, Red. All right? We out of here, y'all. Peace out.
Good night, blessings.
Good
night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.